A roast turkey or goose is arguably the centrepiece of a Christmas Day dinner in most British homes. But this year, some families may struggle to actually buy a bird. Nearly half the free-range turkeys farmed for this year's festive celebrations have died or been culled because of a devastating outbreak of avian flu. Paul Kelly is the owner of Kelly Bronze Turkeys, one of the largest specialist poultry producers in the UK, admired by top chefs and cooks, including Jamie Oliver, Nigella Lawson and Gordon Ramsay. Paul joins us on RM Breakfast. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
This sounds like really devastating news for poultry farmers. How serious has this outbreak been for you and your business?
Yeah, it's certainly the worst that the UK has ever seen. I mean, Northern Europe's been having some real problems in the past 2 or 3 years. And whilst we had problems last year, it was nothing like this year. We've had as many outbreaks in the first 4 months of this year that we did all of last. So it's swept through East Anglia like a wave. You know, and it's killed over 1 million turkeys now. It's devastating.
You also supply young birds for other farmers. How hard have other farmers been hit?
In exactly the same way. I mean, it's hitting the bigger companies just like it is the small independent growers. Over here we have, you know, there's 2,000 or 3,000 farmers that grow a flock of turkeys and geese for the Christmas market to supply Christmas poultry to the local butcher and sales from the farm gate. And of course, the tragic thing is when they get it, it's not just, you know, the turkeys, it's the whole business is wiped out, the entire flock. And in many cases, it's the poultry on the farm that makes the money and it's what keeps them farming. So I know of 9 or 10 small, amazing little businesses that have totally lost their livelihoods this year. It's tragic.
Yeah, it is tragic. Tell us about the outbreak of avian flu. Where did it originate and how has it been contained?
Well, I mean, no one knows where. Well, it originated in Asia over 20 years ago. So we've been battling with it for 20 years. And the idea is to try and contain it. But I really do liken it now to what China's trying to do with COVID, that zero tolerance policy. And it's not working. You know, you're fighting with the force of nature. And the Chinese have that, you know, they've got that tactical advantage where they can lock people down. But you can't do that with wild birds. And it's wild birds that are the source of the infection. So to contain it now, I think we have accepted that we now have to vaccinate, that we can't stamp the disease out. We're going to have to start to vaccinate. And so we're desperately trying to fast track a vaccine at the moment. And hopefully within 12 months, we'll be able to vaccinate our poultry, which will hopefully draw a conclusion to it all.
So it's a 12-month project. How are farmers like yourself dealing with this personally, though? This is the biggest trading period of the year, as we said at the start. You know, we're coming up to Christmas. We're officially in December. Mentally, this must be really hard to deal with.
Oh, it is. You know, I've got, you know, close friends, actually. You know, they lose their livelihood. You just want to go into the farmhouse, curl up in a little ball and cry. It is absolutely tragic. But what the government has given us is a derogation where we can actually process our poultry early, freeze them, and then thaw them out and sell them as fresh, where we used to be able to do that many years ago. So it's an old piece of legislation they brought back. So that's helped farmers get the poultry killed quickly, so they're not out on the farm at risk for so long. So that has helped the situation. But I mean, I think the challenge is going to be for next year, because knowing what we know now and with the virus out there in the field, are we going to risk growing Christmas poultry with the virus still about and without a vaccine? What the government, I think without the government coming up with a really good compensation scheme or insurance policy, it might be a grave risk that there won't be Christmas poultry grown next year or until we get a vaccine produced.
Is it going to push up prices for poultry this year?
I think the prices that we're going to see in the supermarkets this year won't rise, because the price deals are done at the beginning of the year. So that's all kind of been set. But there's no doubt about it. The spot price, the spot wholesale price for turkey meat coming out of the UK or in Europe has doubled in price in the past 6 weeks.
Wow. So you say it's all about now, you know, you've accepted, well, you're clearly not easily, but this season, but next season, there's a big question mark over whether it happens at all. Is it possible that you can get to a stage where you can get the industry in shape where you can have Christmas 2023 supply ready?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, we're just focused on getting this Christmas out of the way. And I think in the new year, all of us will be sitting down with the government, and I think we're going to have to come up with some sort of an insurance policy that the government will underwrite, or a compensation scheme, or even fast-track the vaccine. Because, I mean, the vaccines are out there, and, you know, we've all learned from COVID that if you want to, where there's a will, there's a way, we can make a vaccine happen. But there's a lot of trade issues involved there, where, if you vaccinate, there's many countries in the world won't buy the meat or the livestock from you. So from that particular country that's vaccinating. So if we can overcome the trade barriers, I think we could get a vaccine in place very, very quickly, even before the middle of next year. So if we can have a vaccine by May or June, you start placing Christmas poultry in June, July, you know, we could be in a good place. If we don't have the vaccine, then I think it's going to be a very tricky situation.
Before we go, there's something I do need to ask you. Are you still the holder of the Guinness World Record for carving a turkey?
Yes, I am. I'm the fastest turkey carver in the world. I actually hold the record as also for plucking a turkey. I'm the fastest turkey plucker in the world. Sad, isn't it?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's sad. It sounds very impressive to me. How did you get that fast?
Well, the plucking rate is Gordon Ramsay actually challenged me for the plucking competition. So that was in 2008. But I've been in turkeys my whole life. You know, since I was 8 years old, I've been plucking turkeys. So no one plucks a turkey quicker than me. That's not true, actually. There's a guy in Ireland. He's incredibly quick.
But not quicker.
Carving a turkey.
He's not
well,
quicker.
Well, no, he is. He's quicker than me to pluck one turkey. And I hold the record for three turkeys. So my hat off to Vince Pilkington. He's super quick at plucking.
Very, very kind of you. But you've got the longevity, yeah. Right? You've got the sort of...
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not a sprinter. I've got the lasting power.
Okay. So you're more the marathon man when it comes to turkeys. I'm all over it. Paul,
exactly.
It's been lovely to speak to you, and I'm sorry to hear this news, but thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Paul Kelly is the owner of Kelly Bronze Turkeys in the UK, and you're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.